Optum is here to take care of you and World War II veterans take one more flight. Next on The Veteran's Voice.
And hot! Welcome to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA. Veteran's Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originating from the Optum Podcast Studios, in partnership with podcast channel sponsors, Medicare mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, Wirenut Home Services. And now, here's your host, Mike Lewis.
From the Optum Studio, The Veteran's Voice. From Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, we have a wonderful, informative program. We want to let you know, though, we are honored to have Bob McLaughlin sitting next to me. He is the Executive Director of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Also in studio with me is Dr. Chris McNulty. And joining us on Zoom, the Chief Executive Officer of Optum, Tasha Avery. And also on Zoom, Dr. Mike Harper. Bob, I want to turn it right over to you because you have some thanks that you want to go ahead and start with.
Sure. You know, to be in the Optum studios here with the Optum team, with the doctors and Tasha, I'm so proud, and especially you gentlemen who are leading the effort here. You know, to communicate the Mount Carmel message is so important, and to have this studio with Optum is critical to success of the mission. You know, the story is important. Rich Lewis from Medicare Mentors connected me to Tasha over a year ago, and we developed a partnership with Optum. They support other events. They're going to support our health and wellness fair for seniors on the 22nd of October. They're going to be part of Patriot Day. So the fact that the Optum team is all in on Mount Carmel to help veterans, military, and their families is so important to me personally and means so much to me and my team. And then for us, for both you, Mike, and Ted, to have the Optum Studios right here on campus gives us more of a voice to share the message, to make sure that nobody falls through the cracks, that if we want to build partnerships, we can, and that people who want to support us can too. So for the Optum team, doctors, Tasha, thanks so much for your support. Thanks for your willingness to be part of the Mount Carmel team. I'm very proud of what we're doing today and moving to the future.
All right, Bob. And we couldn't do it without Optum, and we are grateful and blessed to have them here. I'd like to go ahead and begin with Tasha Avery, the Chief Executive Officer, again joining us on Zoom. Tasha, thank you again for being part of the Veterans Voice.
Oh, absolutely. And I just want to thank to Bob and to the team there. You are very welcome. We appreciate all that your organization does for not only the veterans community, but it has a ripple effect on the entire community. So I would like to say thank you as well.
Well, let's talk about Optum. You are one of the largest providers of primary and special health care in the Colorado Springs area, because that's where we're at in the Pikes Peak region. Tell us about that, please.
Absolutely. And we've actually been in the Pikes Peak region for more than 70 years. We offer 20 convenient Optum and Mountain View Medical Group clinic locations throughout the Pikes Peak region. We have every service you can imagine, from primary care, urgent care, orthopedics, neurology, radiology, you name it. We have it. We have you covered. And we also have industry-leading health services and technology, and that's important. And what I will tell you, just speaking from being a part of the Optum family, our mission, we're dedicated to helping our community live healthier lives while keeping healthcare affordable. And again, that's very important. And I would like to say, if you would like to visit one of our primary care facilities, urgent care facilities, or specialty practices, you can visit us at optumcare.com/Colorado.
And Tasha, one of the things that came to mind while you were talking about the many different providers and services that Optum offers, when you're in the military, you basically, your medical care is taken care of. You know where to go. Everything's done for you. When you step out of that world, you have to look for providers on your own. And Optum is almost like a one-stop shop, it sounds like.
Whether you're exiting the military as a veteran and you actually, you know, served a few years, we can definitely help you provide those services. But if you are a senior and you're opting out, or you're actually leaving the TRICARE or the veterans services, we can actually help you find services as well. So not only can we help you learn more about our services, we can actually help you make those appointments. Again, OptumCare.com/Colorado, and we're here to help you.
All right, Tasha, thank you. I'd like to bring in our next guest. That would be Dr. Mike Harper, also joining us from Zoom. Doctor, the question that I wanted to start with you, and again, welcome, is why is it important to have an annual checkup?
You know, that's a great question. Medicine's changing in the way things are moving now, and it makes a lot of sense, is trying to prevent problems before they happen. So an annual physical is a great way to get to know your doctor and your doctor to get to know you, so that you can assess the problems that might be coming up and seeing if you can head them off before they actually happen.
What is exactly preventative care?
Preventative care is looking, as I said, looking for problems before they happen. Most of us are concerned about having cancer, so we try to screen for cancers, things like colon cancer. When you're 50 years old, it's recommended that you start being screened for colon cancer. Sometimes as early as 45, you can start being screened. Breast cancer screening with mammograms. Women going to their gynecologists and having their annual pap smear. Looking at people's skin to make sure that you're seeing if they have any evidence of skin cancer. Advising people, hey, wear a hat, cover your ears up, put sunscreen on. Make sure that you're protecting yourself from the sun so you can prevent skin cancer down the line. Getting immunizations is another thing that's great for preventing disease. If you can get an immunization that prevents you from getting sick, you don't have to go to the doctor, you don't have to miss work. Those are some examples.
And Dr. Harper, besides preventative screenings, what else can people do to stay healthy?
Oh, exercise is a wonderful thing for staying healthy. You know, getting out and going for a walk on a regular basis, kind of detaching yourself from the stresses of the world can be very helpful. Again, in Colorado Springs, it's pretty dry climate, so making sure you're drinking enough water, make sure you get enough sleep at night. Those are some simple things you can do. Try to detach and rest really goes a long way.
All right, thank you. I want to bring in now Dr. Chris McNulty. He's here in the Optum studio with us. Doctor, we've been talking about primary care and preventative care, but sometimes bad things happen and you need urgent care. Let's talk about Optum's urgent care clinics and the services that you provide.
Optum urgent care clinics provide routine primary care for acute problems like sinus infections, bronchitis, pneumonia, stomach problems. We have access to a fully equipped lab to do almost any type of blood tests and x-rays, CAT scans, ultrasound, and we get those test results back while you wait. We get immediate callbacks. We have on-site radiologists. Mm-hmm. We see patients with dehydration, chest pain, stroke symptoms, inflammatory bowel disease, all kinds of musculoskeletal and sports injuries. We do pediatrics and geriatrics, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and immediate wound care and small office surgery, things like laceration repairs.
What are things that I'd like to ask you specifically when it comes to something that needs immediate attention? We know what an emergency room is. We know what we hear the word urgent care. What's the difference and when do you? How do you know which to choose?
There are a great deal of differences between emergency rooms and urgent care clinics. And there are even a lot of differences between different urgent care clinics, which are staffed differently and provide different types of services. I like to believe that Optum's three urgent care clinics can be more efficient than emergency rooms. We can get you in faster. We don't specialize in, and we're not designed for, life-threatening emergency services, things like acute heart attacks or strokes or diabetic ketoacidosis, where diabetics get into a life-threatening problem. Those services are better delivered in a full-up emergency room. And although it's not always possible, one of our most important considerations is to do our best to keep people out of the emergency rooms. We've got three urgent care clinics in Colorado Springs and Monument and the Colorado College Clinic that work in tandem to take care of all of our patients. Our urgent care services are available in a more timely manner than an ER. Wait times are much shorter, copays are much less expensive, and people can even schedule online to be seen.
Well, you said schedule, but what if something happens and you say, I think I need to go to an urgent care? Do you have to make an appointment?
No. Our urgent care clinics work on a first-come, first-serve basis as walk-ins.
Well, very informative. Thank you very much. Would any of you like to add anything else? Because that's why we have all three of you here from Optum, because we wanted to say thank you and also get the message out to Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region that Optum is here for medical care.
I'd like to say one more thing about annual physicals and preventative care. I think one of the things that I see very often, and I'm sure Dr. McNulty will say the same, is mental health. Mental health is one of those things that we all need help with. When you go to your annual physical, that's one of the things that your doctor is going to ask you about. When you're in the urgent care, that's one of the things that the providers are going to ask you about.
We've heard stories of especially veterans who have been deployed have some special challenges sometimes when it comes to mental health. And Tasha, did you want to jump in there, please?
Absolutely. I just wanted to add one thing. And as I was listening to Dr. Harper, we are actually one of the largest pediatric providers in Colorado Springs between our Optum and Mountain View Medical Group some locations. So I just wanted to point that out as well, that we are actually one of the largest, and we have great pediatric services as well.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure. Once again, our guest, Tasha Avery, the Chief Executive Officer for Optum, and joining her on Zoom as well was Dr. Mike Harper, and in studio is Dr. Chris McNulty. A pleasure. Thank you very much, all three of you, for being with us.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk about Honor Flight. It's just around the corner.
Welcome back to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA, originated from the Optum Podcast Studio, in partnership with podcast channel sponsor, Medicare Mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, the WireNut Home Services. And here's your host, Mike Lewis.
Subscribe to the Veterans Voice. It's easy, veteransvoice.us, veteransvoice.us, and you'll be alerted every time a new podcast is ready to go and published. We're going to be talking about Honor Flight. Exciting. This is such a great program that's going on. It's nationwide, but we'll be talking to the Southern Colorado aspect of it. Joining us in the Optum studio is the president, Cindy Long, and also Vice President Sterling Campbell. But I'm going to hand the microphone back over to the Executive Director of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, Bob McLaughlin, because you are excited to have these two guests here.
I am. This is fantastic. Oscar's also with us in the studio, who's a board member, but he's not going to speak. I may drag him over here to say something. So to have Cindy and Sterling here with us representing Honor Flight is so important. To partner with Honor Flight, we host their meetings at Mount Carmel. They're going to talk to you more about it, but you know, the words mean so much. To pay tribute to those who have served is huge, and you know, it aligns with the Mount Carmel mission to partner to make sure we're serving people. So for you two and Oscar, thanks for being here today. We are honored to be your partner, and thanks for everything you do to take care of those who serve.
No pun intended there from Bob. Honored to have Honor Flight here, by the way. I had to say that, sorry. Cindy, let's go ahead and start with the president.
Okay.
For those who don't know, what is Honor Flight?
So Honor Flight is a national program that was started right after they built the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. By the time the memorial was built, many of our World War II vets were getting quite old, and they wanted to start a program that would bring these veterans to see this beautiful memorial that they built in the middle of the National Mall. So Honor Flight was created, and what they do is they pay for trips for veterans from now World War II, Korea, and the Vietnam era to go to Washington, D.C., and visit the memorials that were built in honor of their service.
Boy, that is terrific that you do that. Sterling, what are the requirements for someone to be a part of the Honor Flight? As far as just they had to have service?
Simply service in those time periods, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. And we'll also look at terminally ill veterans, too. We don't want them to potentially miss out on it there. But there is no combat requirement. It's simply service during those time periods.
And do you have a lot of interest in people wanting to take part in this?
Oh, absolutely.
We really do. We have about a list of enough veterans to take us on at least three or four trips right now. And, you know, we continue every day to recruit more veterans for our trips So yes, we have a lot of interest here in Southern Colorado.
And the Veterans Voice is a podcast that goes out across the United States. So I did want to mention that if someone is listening to us outside of the Pikes Peak region, Honor Flights are available throughout the country.
Absolutely.
Yes, go out to the national website, honorflight.org, mm-hmm. and look in your state, and it will show you the hub that is available, that's there, and the contact information.
For just a moment, I want to ask you to imagine never having to worry about your information systems. Colorado Computer Support is the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner, meaning all your computing needs. Colorado Computer Support is veteran-owned. They are on your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions. They'll help you enhance and support your Colorado business. When you need IT services to keep your business going, make sure Colorado Computer Support team is on your team. Easy to reach them, 719-355-2440. Again, 719-355-2440. That's Colorado Computer Support. All right. In order for Honor Flight to do its great mission, it takes some things like resources and volunteers, and I know both of you would like to address that.
Absolutely. We are a full volunteer organization, a 503C, and everything we do, of course, for the veteran is at no cost to them. So one of our primary missions, of course, is fundraising, and with an average cost of $1,200 plus per veteran for each trip, that does add up. And so we are always looking for funds, number one, and then also volunteers. I'll let Cindy handle that part.
Yes, we always look for volunteers to help us with our events, but also we have guardians that go on the trips. And those are just, you know, people who are accompanying the veterans to make sure that, you know, they get from place to place in Washington, D.C. safely, that they're helping them throughout the day. And or for us, it's a 3-day trip. And so guardians can apply to go on the trip. You know, they pay their own costs, but just to find the people who are, you know, it's amazing the people who want to, will give up 3 days and pay for this trip to be able to experience this amazing event.
I imagine you don't forget being on one of these Honor Flights. I just can't imagine it would just make an indelible mark. Now, do you have any upcoming fundraisers you'd like to bring attention to?
The next fundraiser that we have is a banquet down in Canyon City on March 18th, 2023.
Okay.
So that's the first big one that we have coming up.
Okay.
But there'll probably be something in between there.
Well, let us know. We'll make sure we get the word out on Veterans Voice.
We will. Thank you.
Now, in just a moment, I want to go ahead, and if someone's listening right now and they know someone, it could be a relative, family member, next door neighbor that they think needs to be on an Honor Flight. We want to let folks know how they can get them in touch with you so maybe they can take the next trip to Washington, D.C. But before we do that, we'd like you to think about Medicare options when it's time to talk to, you know, when it comes time to think about Medicare for you. And that's where Medicare Mentors comes in. Medicare Mentors is powered by Spark. They're veteran-owned. Medicare Mentors is a long-standing Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner, and they are the Veterans Voice podcast channel sponsor. More than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they will lend you a helping hand. So if you've got questions when it comes to Medicare, Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, is here for you. They go above and beyond. You can reach them at Medicare Mentors, LLC.com. That's Medicare Mentors, LLC.com, or the phone number, 719-886-3377, 719-886-3377. All right. How does someone take this trip? What has to happen? You've got this list. So what do people need to do if they want to be part of Honor Flight?
They need to apply. And to apply, they go out to our website, which is honorflightsoco.net, and click apply, and it brings them up to the page that they can submit an application, mm-hmm. and then we review them and, you know, put them on the list to go on the next trips.
And also that can be used for volunteers, both from a guardian standpoint and anyone that would just like to become involved with the organization. Like any organization, we have plenty of positions we need to fill. So
Okay. And I wanted to go back to you, Cindy, real quick. If someone is, you know, maybe they're having a health issue right now, they're a veteran, you do look at those issues if they need to be elevated in the list to get them there?
Yes, we do look at that. We prioritize the World War II veterans first, obviously, because they are getting a little bit older, and then the Korean War veterans, and then Vietnam veterans. But if there is somebody who has a health issue, we do, you know, prioritize them to make sure they get to take this trip.
And again, everything for the veteran is taken care of. The plane costs, the lodging while they're in Washington, D.C., food, everything.
Everything, 100%. They pay nothing.
Oh, and I bet a lot of good pictures are taken too, aren't you? Making memories?
Oh, unbelievable. We had hundreds and hundreds of pictures taken on the last trip. Just amazing.
Well, and we were lucky too. We had a quote-unquote embedded reporter with us, who provided videos every night to her station, detailing and our progress through D.C. and then on the way back. So it was neat to have that.
Yes.
I'll bet. Well, thank you for everything you're doing for the veterans. Talk about making memories and, again, honoring what they did. And the World War II veterans, for people in, you know, younger people, it probably it's distant history. But for those veterans, that was life-changing, what they did. And to go back and say thank you again and see the memorial in Washington, D.C., I just can't imagine the emotions that come into play.
It's unbelievable, the emotions. And, you know, for the World War II veterans, yes, but we have found taking the Vietnam veterans and honoring their service. And when we came home on our last trip, we had 600 people. A band from the Air Force Academy, and just so many members of the community that came out to welcome them home. Our Vietnam veterans did not get a welcome home. So for us to be able to do this for them is so rewarding. But to honor all of the veterans that we take is just an amazing experience.
And that was probably one of the biggest comments, especially from our Vietnam vets, as they finally felt appreciated and thanked. And not necessarily that they, you know, expect anything, but we all know what happened during the Vietnam conflict and how our people were not treated or treated poorly.
It's good to see that turned around now.
Absolutely.
One final time, how do folks reach you for either trying to get someone on an upcoming honor flight? By the way, when is the next honor flight going to be?
October 13th through 15th.
So, and that one, I would imagine that you've already got that one filled up.
That one is filled up. We are putting together an all-women's honor flight for the spring of 2023. And so we need those women veterans to reach out to us so they can join us on this amazing trip that we're planning for them.
And Cindy, that was my question. How do people reach out either to sign up, get someone signed up, or volunteer?
It's our website, www.honorflightsoco.net.
Sterling, any final thoughts?
It's just an incredible organization. I had the privilege to go with Cindy on what was for my first flight as a guardian. It will not be my last flight, and I get the privilege of paying for that, but it really was a privilege to spend time with these guys and gals and just to experience that. As Cindy mentioned, the emotion was incredible. It really was.
Off the charts, it sounds like. Well, pleasure talking to both of you, and we look forward to having you back one day soon on The Veteran's Voice.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Coming up in just a moment, Mount Carmel. They've got a busy calendar, busy schedule. We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
And we are continuing now with The Veteran's Voice from the Optum Studio, presented by USAA. By the way, subscribe by going to veteransvoice.us, veteransvoice.us. You'll get alerted every time we have a new episode ready for you to listen to. Couple of big events coming up. Linda Sink joins us now, the Community Services Coordinator. Linda, we got a car show on the way and then the Hoedown for Heroes.
That's right.
Let's talk about the car show first.
Great. Thank you for having me, Mike. Our second annual car show is coming up on September 17th. We haven't talked a whole lot about this yet because it's still underway. It's still in production. However, I'll give you some highlights. We have 200 plus cars expected to be on the Mount Carmel campus, if you can believe that. It's $25 per car show participant, so it's super affordable. And proceeds, part of those proceeds will go to Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center as well. The show itself will run from 12 to 4. Car show participants must be on site between 9 and 10 to get set up. You know how that goes, right? Free for spectators. We'll have food trucks. There'll be live music. We've got a DJ coming out. We've got a QR code. So if you want to scan, go check out our veteranscenter.org website. Click on the calendar of events. You'll find the flyer and you can register. Again, we're looking for volunteers as always. We would love to have everybody out here. It's going to be a beautiful day, September 17th from 12 to 4. It's the Octane and Iron Performance and Restoration Car Show.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And if you've been wanting to do something to help Mount Carmel and find out all the wonderful things this service center is doing for veterans in the community, this will be a fun time. You get to experience a little bit about the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, have some fun with the car show, and give back to the community. Sounds good. Hey, every season brings a new strain on your home systems. I'd like to talk about Veterans Voice partner, the Wirenut Home Services. You can count on the Wirenut to handle your heating, cooling, and electrical needs. They are family-owned and proud to employ honest, hardworking Coloradans. So when you need plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical help, the Wirenut does all that. Absolutely. Plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical. Yes, the Wirenut does all of that. Easy to reach at 719-399-5021. That's 719-399-5021. The Wirenut. They are here for you. All right, Linda, let's continue with the big hoedown coming up.
That's right. Hoedown for Heroes is our annual gala. It's a Western-themed function at the Boot Barn. It's always a great time. This year, it's on November 4th. It's a Friday evening. We're always looking, again, for volunteers, sponsors. We have several sponsorship opportunities available, so I can highlight a few of those if you're interested. We've got a $200 Bronco. I love talking about this one because you're actually sponsoring a veteran. You have two tickets for a veteran and a guest to attend the hoedown and a placement on the website as a thank you just for being a $200 Bronco sponsor. This directly affects, impacts, and helps a veteran attend where they might not be able to before. We're always looking for in-kind donations for a silent auction, for sponsors. Again, Melody is our lead on this, so you can give her a call, 719-309-4771, or shoot her an email, mowens@mtcarmelcenter.org.
All right, Linda Sink, Community Services Coordinator at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Always good to catch up with you. We'll have you back soon.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. This is the Veterans Voice from the Optum Studio.
You've been listening to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner the Wirenut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDO News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.